tension with it. You know, you mentioned to settle, to balance the mind.
Yeah.
Is there ever like to have a deeper understanding or more insight?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, no, I mean, it's like that you pick up a theme to explore it, but then to have a deeper insight, there does need to be, one, it has to hit the mind, hit the heart, so that there's both a kind of settling, but then an exploration of going into it. And one can do that of you know, just things, just okay, letting go, relinquishing, abandoning. Am I actually abandoning the causes of dukkha? What is the nature of this causal process? You know, it's like with is that like dependent origination is a theme of exploration, where you say what's that causal process? What are the conditions that support this? Say the mind spinning out. What are the conditions that allow the mind to let go, to relinquish, to understand that, so that one is seeing it not as as an identity, but as a non-self process that is playing itself out, that we can understand and free ourselves from. So there's lots of ways. It's like how we explore it, how we apply it we have to see how it hits the heart. And sometimes something worked last week and makes nothing this week, no impact. Sometimes you hit something, it's really fresh and one can really engage in it for many days, weeks, months even, and it's really meaningful. But I think certainly in terms of exploring like the insight into Dhamma, one isn't trying to figure absolutely everything out, but just understanding the patterns. Like you think, the Buddha's description of liberating insight that is most frequently mentioned in the suttas is whatever of it is of the nature to arise, that is of the nature to cease. And you think, okay. That's not that difficult. But we keep missing it. And we keep, we get caught up in our habitual patterns. So we keep layering it over with assumptions and projections, and we realize, oh no, this is a doorway into releasing and relinquishing.